From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. The ashes of Chinese activist and Nobel Peace Prize winner Liu Xiaobo were scattered at sea Saturday after he was cremated in a private ceremony.
At noon of today, the ashes of Mr. Liu Xiaobo has finished the sea burial ceremony, and his relatives and family members have already spread his ash into the ocean. This is also kind of local customs.
Liu, China's best-known human rights prisoner, died Thursday at age 61, following a high-profile battle with liver cancer that made his death as controversial as his life. He spent his last 8 years as a prisoner of conscience and died in a hospital in Shenyang, where he had been moved from his prison cell in the final stage of his illness. Turkey marks the one-year anniversary of a defeated military coup. Since then, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has dismissed at least 100,000 civil servants he has characterized as supporters of the aborted coup. The government has arrested another 50,000 people. The Turkish opposition says the Erdogan government is moving toward authoritarianism, while the Turkish leader says the crackdown on rights is necessary to thwart security threats to the government. Another person has been identified in a controversial Trump Tower meeting that took place in June of last year between members of U.S. President Donald Trump's presidential campaign and a Russian lawyer. This week, Trump Jr. revealed that he attended the meeting because he had been promised some incriminating information about Trump's opponent, Hillary Clinton. You're listening to VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department wants the Supreme Court to block a federal judge's ruling that exempted grandparents of people living in the United States from President Donald Trump's travel ban. U.S. District Court Judge Derek Watson in Hawaii called for the use of common sense as he expanded the list of eligible family relationships, allowing people from six mostly Muslim countries to obtain visas to join family members in the U.S. Watson also ruled that refugees who had assurances of a placement by a resettlement agency in the U.S. should also be exempt. Wimbledon's center court cheered a new women's champion on Saturday. Spain's Garbiñe Muguruza won her first Wimbledon title, defeating American Venus Williams in straight sets. She says she has been working towards this goal since losing in the final 2 years ago.
Nearly everyone outside the White House.
I don't know, since I lost the final here, you know, I wanted to change that. And I came thinking I'm prepared, I feel good. And during the tournament and the matches, I was feeling better and better. And every match, I was increasing my level. And I think today, you know, I played well.
It is Muguruza's second Grand Slam title. The men's final is on Sunday. Pakistan says it finds it necessary to build a fence along its long, porous border with Afghanistan, in part because of a lack of cooperation from authorities in Kabul. The border region has long been a source of instability, with militant groups, terrorists, and smugglers using the remote mountainous terrain as cover. Pakistan says it is now moving forward unilaterally to improve security in the region and increase the monitoring of millions of Afghan refugees living in Pakistan. Pakistan also accuses rival India of using global influence within Afghan security institutions to destabilize Kabul's ties with Islamabad, accusations Afghan and Indian officials deny. The top Islamic State official in Afghanistan has been killed in a U.S. airstrike, the second such targeted killing in the past 4 months and third in the past year. U.S. military officials said Friday that Abu Sayyid was killed July 11th in a strike on the group's headquarters in the northeastern Afghan province of Kunar. Other IS members were killed in the attack. Afghanistan's all-girl robotics team has arrived in the U.S. for a competition after President Donald Trump personally intervened to allow them into the country. The U.S. Embassy in Kabul had denied visas for the girl earlier this month. This annual tournament begins tomorrow. That's the latest news. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel.
That's the latest world news from VOA.